Hey, what's going on, Roto Grinders members? I've got the afternoon grind here, the afternoon delight, afternoon wood, whatever you want to call it. Got the two-man booth, Hoop 2410, myself, and Tony Niehaus, Big T 44. We're missing our third wheel here, my friend.
I know it's weird without our third man here. He's moving up to the XM cycle. He's leaving us behind, but.
We'll oh, that's what he's doing? Got the promotion, huh?
He's been talking about it. He's probably sitting there all excited and waiting to go on air here later today.
And you and I grinding it out at the 4:30 hour, and he's on the old XM airwaves doing the big time stuff now, huh? I guess the old Wood crew is just not good enough for him.
Nope, he's moving too far up in the world for us.
Yeah, sad day. But what is not sad is the promotion that we have going right now with our fine sponsors over at Fantasy Draft. If you have not checked out that site, definitely give it a look. Up and coming site. They have a lot of cool things going on. The newest promotion is just phenomenal. I mean, if you're a golf fan, I don't know how you pass this up. So basically what you need to do in order to win a trip to Augusta for the big event that they have going on there. We're not allowed to actually say what the name of the event is, but it's the big golf event in Augusta, Georgia. So if you know anything about golf, I'm pretty sure you know what I'm talking about. But the contest you want to enter, it's called the Road to Augusta, and you need to enter that before March 30th for your chance to win a trip to Augusta for the event that we can't name. The prize includes round trip airfare and accommodations, an opportunity to walk the course with the Tour Junkies. They do that podcast here in Roto Grinders, which is phenomenal. And there's a lot more involved in this. Earn up to 6 tickets to participate in a random drawing just by playing at Fantasy Draft. If you want more information, just go to the Roto Grinders forums, check it out there. There's all the details and how you can exactly enter to win. On top of that, we have the listener, the chat league, whatever you want to call it. Mangones already has this posted in the chat, and he'll continue to post it throughout the show. So now we got through all the formalities. How you doing, my friend?
Ready to go. We got some another big slate. Eight game slates always feel like the sweet spot for me. It's a nice little range, and I like it. Some big prize pools tonight. Should be another fun night to go through.
Yeah, I think like 6 to 8 I really enjoy. Just like with the small ones, obviously, a lot of overlap, similar teams with when there's like the 12 to 14 game slates, you feel like you're missing out on stuff. So this is kind of the sweet spot. Before we hop into that, I don't know if we have done a show to give our closing thoughts on The Bachelor yet, you and I together?
I think we did last week when you were gloating about picking the
winner. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we were on there. Just had to bring that up again. Survivor started. Any thoughts on that?
It's been good so far, too, and I was a little skeptical going in, but the gameplay seems like it's going to be higher than ever, which is good. I always like it when they bring the returnees back. I know some people don't like it, but I guess it's a good balance, sometimes with new people, sometimes with returnees, but when you bring all the good people back like they have, it's pretty entertaining so far. I hope it keeps up.
Yeah, it's going to be entertaining. I mean, just one quick thing. I didn't watch like early on. How did that one lady win twice?
Same way she's winning now. She just – well, one time Russell just carried her, just literally brought her to the end. And then everyone hated Russell because he got them all out. So they just – that was like the most tilting thing ever when she won the second time. But I don't know how she was. She's 2 for 2. It's incredible. And she's hanging around so far.
I mean, she's got these – she's already lining these people up, basically telling them what to do. And they're, like, listening.
Why would you not just – if she's 2 for 2, why not just vote her out right away?
Yeah, I don't get it. And, like, honestly, if I'm on that show, like, that's literally – like, the combination of her winning twice and her personality, like
– challenges, too. Like,
yeah, that's, like, literally the last person I'm going to listen to on the show. Like, no chance I'm listening to what she's saying. And they lined up right behind her week 1 and 2. One thing I didn't like, though, which kind of it bugs me whenever they do their shifting or switching from two groups or two camps to three, like screwed over so many people. And I was really looking forward to seeing Caleb this season. He literally just had, like, no chance. Like, there's nothing.
He loved the big brother, so it was.
Yeah, I wanted to see what he did. He almost died, like, literally almost died the first time around on the show, so I was kind of anxious to see what he's going to do on this one. They shuffle up the groups, and then he's automatically done. Like, once
they lost, he like Big Brother more, too, is he don't have that. Like, he literally, no matter what he did, he couldn't have survived that. Like,
there's no way.
And how tilting is it that his boy just ships him? His boy is – I'm still mad at him for voting out Scott Pollard a few seasons ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was good.
He's so weak. So weak.
Oh, my God. Yeah, dude, the guy's clueless. He literally has, like, no clue what's going on. Like, you can just tell by the way he talks. And, yeah, he's so weak. He just lined up and voted his ass out. Like, what I was thinking, the only chance they had was to get him and then that other lady that was on their season and kind of try to make a play. But they all just bowed down. So that tilts me a little bit. I wish they'd just keep the groups, the two, and then just merge down to one, because it just gives some people.
See what they're going to do this week? They're going to go. Did you see it?
No.
Where they're going to send two of the three groups to tribal, and they're going to vote one person out from the two groups.
Yeah. See, I don't like when they start doing all that crazy stuff. Just, like, let the game play. The same way with Big Brother. They try to intervene so much. Like, the game, the concept's good enough. Just let it play out. Like, the drama will occur. But whatever. Good season, though. It should be solid. So we got 8 games. We'll I guess we'll hop in and do some NBA analysis. I'm assuming that is the reason most people have shown up. So we'll hop into it, kind of go game by game, talk about some plays here. We got the Hornets Magic total sitting at 206.5. The Hornets, what, like 4 or 5 point favorites? You're the Vegas guy, right? You have to have that up.
Yeah, 5 point favorite tonight.
5 points. So on the road, 5 point favorite. Magic suck. Hornets, I believe, are still kind of battling. I mean, they're 10th or 11th, I think, in the standings. So
they just keep losing big games too. Right? Yeah, to win, they'll drop another one. It's like, yeah, it's not a very good team.
They got some solid players. Just the team, they just can't figure it out. And you know, you and I have talked about it so many times. And this is not really a DFS thing, but like Jeremy Lamb, like literally, like he is so skilled. Like, how does he not play like 30 minutes? Like, if I'm a coach, he's out there playing 30 minutes. He does everything. He would be an elite NBA player if he got the time. Doesn't get it, so can't use him for DFS. Any of these other guys on the Hornets that you have interest in here?
It's just a tricky game because the total is lower than I feel like it's. I like picking on Orlando games because it feels like they don't play good defense. They have no – when Biombo's not in, they don't really have shot blocking at the rim. But I don't know. The total feels too low to me. And Charlotte, just an ugly team. And I feel like did these teams just play last week and Charlotte – blew them out.
I think you're right.
Beat them by 40. Charlotte beat them, and they beat them by 20 earlier, and they beat them by 20 plus all three games. So
yeah,
they're favored by 5 again tonight. It's kind of just a stay away game for me, but just looking at the pricing across the industry, nothing really sticks out to me. So it's more of a fade game for me for sure.
For me, the main issue is the Hornets basically back to full health. I mean, they have. It appears just about everyone. Kaminsky had the big game, I believe it was a couple nights ago. So, I mean, who's going to get the minutes in the front court for these guys? I mean, we saw Marvin Williams go off for like 5 straight games with Kaminsky back there and their propensity to go small at times. I can't trust any of these guys in the front court. I mean, Zeller's probably the one guy I'd potentially look at where he's really cheap. He is cheap on the sponsor side at sponsor site fantasy draft at 9.4K, so maybe give him a look there, but nothing close to a must play. Then Kemba Walker always has that massive upside. He can absolutely go off, so I think he's interesting in tournaments. Outside of that, I'm with you. I just don't see much here for the Hornets. On the Magic side, I mean, another team, nothing to play for, and that's super valuable at this point in the season in terms of kind of picking your DFS players. They have nothing to play for. You know, we've seen Vucevic have the ability to go off, but they're not going to stretch his minutes at all. I mean, 30 minutes is probably about the most. So for me, he's out of play. Terrence Ross has been extremely disappointing, coming off a decent game, but it's got to be just the absolute nut situation for me to consider him. I like Fournier as a player, like him obviously a lot more when they have injuries. This is another team that's basically healthy right now. Alfred Payton has a lot of upside when guys are injured, but they have a lot of guards going right now. So I don't know. It's another situation where I'm probably avoiding the Magic altogether. I honestly don't think there's much upside in tournaments with any of these guys either.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and the Magic are the perfect type team that I like I said, I like playing Magic guys, but it's when people are out, and right now they're in pretty good health too, as far as Vooch is in and a lot of these other guys that were banged up are back. So I just, there's not a whole lot of value in this game, and with the blowout history between the teams and that low total, it's just, it's an ugly spot for me on an 8-game slate like this.
Yeah, I mean, there's some good spots that we'll talk about later on. But for me, I mean, it's Kemba Walker in tournaments. It's potentially Cody Zeller as a value play where he's really cheap. But, I mean, just to put a bow on it, that's about it. I mean, I don't like much more from this game.
Yeah, agree completely.
Yeah, all right, next game, we've got the Pacers heading to Boston, take on the Celtics. It's 207 total. Spread is, what are we looking at for the spread?
It is. It looks like it's sitting at 7 right now.
7, okay, so Boston favored by 7 here. Another game that not super interesting from a DFS standpoint. Both teams kind of back to full health. You know, there's a lot of value last couple weeks. On the Celtics side with Isaiah Thomas out, but he's back. Avery Bradley is back to full health, playing his full allotment of minutes. So it really kind of digs into the value of the guys on the Celtics. I guess we'll just go ahead and talk about the Celtics first. So for me, I think Avery Bradley is a fine play on fantasy draft, DraftKings. The price is pretty fair. In a close game, you know he'll play 35 minutes. So he's the one guy I'd consider for cash games. Al Horford's been playing well, but a couple of those games have been with Isaiah Thomas out. Thomas back, I think, kind of digs into him a little bit, but he's not priced very high. So I guess I'm kind of fine with Horford. So for me, I think my favorite play on the Celtics would be Avery Bradley.
It's crazy, too. Like, what happened with Horford? I mean, the guy was awful all year. And yeah. Isaiah Thomas was out, but he even had a big game last game with him back. He's actually getting some rebounds. It's crazy to see a guy that was terrible all season for the most part.
Yeah.
He's had 4 straight games at 40-plus fantasy points, and he even played 35 minutes last game. Yeah. I agree. I mean, with Isaiah back and everyone healthy, I don't know. He's not a great value, but I do think his floor is high enough to consider, at least in cash games for the most part.
Yeah, and the thing I don't mind about Horford is the fact that when he's out there, he kind of does it all, and a decent portion of the offense does kind of go through him. He's a good passing big man, so he can rack up some assists, and obviously good with the steals and the blocks. So an all-around player when he's playing well, and he's playing well right now, the matchup. Yeah, I'm totally fine with this matchup against the Pacers. Anyone else on the Celtics side here?
No, I mean, Avery Bradley and Horford are the two guys that stick out to me. Isaiah Thomas is finally cheap enough. I know everyone's healthy, but he was 10K for a while. He's finally back in that range where he should be, like 8K.
Yeah.
I mean, he hasn't cracked 40 in a long time, so I'm not saying he's a great play, but he's finally cheap enough to where you can start considering him again.
And then, of course, Crane pops in the chat, just basically making fun of us. Hostless show here. Your boy's trying to do his best job of keeping on track. I mean, we're 13 minutes in. We're already on to game 2. I think we're getting it done, don't you think?
I can't believe he's in there just taunting us. I mean,
yeah.
He's leaving us out to dry, and then he's rubbing our face in it now?
Yeah, this is just, man, if you have some free time, Crane, I mean, feel free to hop on. I mean, we welcome the third part of the Wood Crew at any – oh, I have – oh, he does have a little time, he says. So maybe we can get him on here for a little bit, see what he thinks. I mean, this could easily derail at any point. There's no doubt about that. Pacers side, couple guys interest me, and I don't think they're over the top interesting, but Jeff Teague's pretty cheap on these sites. He's been playing well. I like the matchup with Isaiah Thomas, and he does actually have a little bit of upside too, so I like Jeff Teague. And Thaddeus Young as a cheap value play, still getting the 30 minutes, not doing much with him, but he's cheap enough where I can play him. But I think my favorite's Teague.
Yeah, I mean, you look at all of this team, really feels like all this game period feels a little underpriced. But like even Miles Turner at 5'7", a lot of these guys, I don't feel like they have any kind of ceiling whatsoever. But
yeah,
it feels like they're all safe plays, like as fillers. This might be a good game to just use as fillers all around. Like Miles Turner, Thad Young, I don't love his ceiling either, but for 4'6" on DraftKings, like he's pretty safe. So yeah, I mean they're all safe in my mind.
Yeah, the minutes. Yeah, Turner too. Yeah, he's actually been playing well. The minutes are there, fairly cheap. And yeah, all the core guys, they're not priced to a point where you're uncomfortable playing them. So I'm fine with those guys that we mentioned there. Not much else though. Honestly, I don't think there's many tournament type plays in this game. Would you agree?
Yeah, I don't see a single play that I'm overly excited about for tournament. I mean, they're all priced a little lower, but none of them have super high upside. Outside of maybe Teague, I could see maybe Teague in a tournament just because he goes off here and there.
Yeah.
But and a lot of people, I think you have to play in a tournament.
Yeah, the upside's pretty limited. I know a lot of people are speculating that Thaddeus Young is hurt. He has some hand injury, so – take that for what it's worth. I have no issue. I mean, he's still going to play the 30 plus minutes, and at 4.6K, he's athletic enough to get there. So I'm not overly concerned about the hand injury. He's done fine the last few games. So I don't think it's a huge deal. Like I said, a lot of people talking about it. I think it's just speculation. I don't think there's an official report on him having a hand injury. Correct?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything. And just even watching him play, I don't see anything that leads me to believe that. I mean, the problem is they don't need his usage. So
no,
it just looks like that's what the problem is, and it's not.
No, he's a grinded out player. I mean, if he's going to get the minutes, I'm fine with him out there.
Who's got this hand injury that you guys are talking about?
Yeah, you guys hear another voice, and I'm sure you can see the face.
Is that XM radio coming through my ears? I mean, I forget to turn it on.
I'm only
big time for another 3 days. After that, it's back to slumming it with you guys.
Hey man, we're feeling it without you. We need you. We're a little bit lost here, but we're making our way through it. Like I said, 17 minutes in, we're already on to game three. So I mean, things are looking up for us.
Hey, yeah, Chad is killing me talking about your head. Crane is
my head really big right now. What if I go like this?
Yeah, we're getting up close and personal with Crane. We're seeing all that we want to see. There's no doubt about that. yeah, we're happy to have you, my friend. I didn't realize until today that you were on the big stage. I can't afford that XM radio like Big T, so I don't get an opportunity to tune in.
Come on, you can afford the XM radio. Don't give me that.
Not after the last few days.
Did you guys see that Rolo is actually suspended now?
Oh, yeah, so it's official. And then the other dude's questionable. What's his name? Feliciano or whatever.
Cristiano Felicio.
Yeah, he's questionable. So it could be a pretty tight rotation. But is that game up next? Let's see. That'd be just the perfect segue.
I'm here for you, buddy. But I don't know what's next because you are the captain today.
You know what? We're going to go there. Actually, we're just going to go there. It's the same time as the other one that's up on this list, but we're going to go there. Pistons, Chicago, total is 199.5, so right around 200. Basically, a pick 'em. I'm pretty sure it's a pick 'em at this point. I know the Pistons were favored at one point. But our boy Crane hopped in here with the breaking news that Lopez is officially out, suspended tonight due to the fight that they never even landed a punch, did they? It was close.
I thought one of them landed a punch. Or did they
both
just do
this early?
Or did they both just kind of do like the thing where they grab somebody and go, hold me back! Hold me back! Is that kind of what happened?
They're throwing them. No, I don't think there's no connection, unfortunately. That would be because I dislike both those guys a lot, so that would have just been amazing if they just got at each other. I mean, I would love that.
They were getting after it. It was a real fight for once. They just missed.
Just got to let that stuff – I mean, and why suspend? Like, it's such weak stuff. Just – and that well, I don't know. I just have
to – You didn't want him to get suspended for even a single game?
No. I mean, that stuff should happen in basketball. Let the boys play.
I really enjoy that Tony doesn't think – or Tony thinks that he should be suspended, but he doesn't watch hockey. Like, this is what happens in hockey.
That's why no one watches it. Like, there's a reason no one watches it.
I mean, I can't come to the defense of Hockey Crane. So I mean, come on.
Not a single person watches hockey.
Like, you know, it's great because now that I'm this close to the computer, you can actually see my eye roll even more. So,
do you live in Canada? I mean, do you get that channel on Mirotech or whatever your cable company is?
It's MediaCom. Mirotech.
You know what? I was at the gym the other day, and I almost tweeted this out, but I couldn't get it fast enough. There was a MediaCom commercial, and I couldn't believe it. Well, could not believe it.
You must not have been connected to MediaCom if you couldn't get it fast enough, because like those guys can.
Wow, that's a great endorsement. Now you're gonna pop on next show with like a MediaCom sponsorship, aren't you?
I am for sale. What can I say?
So people are kind of framing this as like the playoff game of the night, which I guess I don't really understand. I guess I get it. They're both battling for the last seed, but do the Bulls really want this last seed? I mean, that's the question I have. I don't think they do. I mean, their season's been a virtual disappointment. I don't think going into the season they thought they'd be battling for the 8th spot.
Yeah, I think they want it. I mean, just watching them play, they feel like they want it to me. But the problem is they're just not very good. It's more of a problem than wanting it.
Yeah.
I mean, they're starting guys like freaking Zipser. I mean, they got issues if they're starting Zipser.
Good point. Crane?
Well, and I'm really hoping that Felicio's out tonight, because if he's out, I mean, it is a three-man rotation for the big spots. You've got Portis, Mirotic, and then King Joffrey sitting there at 30, at like $100 over min price on both the sites.
Yeah, that opens up all the value for the slate that you need. You can go ahead and get all the stars. I mean, it puts Jimmy Butler back in a phenomenal spot. I mean, he would play it, assuming they want it, which I guess they probably do. So that would put him into another spot. Didn't play a lot last night, but they have no problem, you know, playing him the minute. So him, Rondo, all in play. Zipser's he's the minimum on fantasy draft. He's the minimum on DraftKings. He played, 42 minutes last night or something crazy like that. I mean, he's a shitty basketball player, don't get me wrong, but 40 minutes, close game. I mean, he has to find a way to grind out value, right?
Yeah, I just made fun of him, but tonight at min price, I don't know how you don't like him a little bit. I mean, he could easily go for 30 tonight, easy.
40 yeah. minutes. I mean, 40. I mean, he's going to play. I mean, he plays so many freaking minutes. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And some of those bigs, you look at, I mean, they've shown they're not playing Portis a shit ton of minutes. It's just not going to happen. Like, he's going to play, at the most 28 minutes, right?
He might play 30 tonight.
Potentially, but I mean, they won't press him. So I mean, you got to look at the guys they will. It's Zipser, it's Rondo, it's Butler, all great plays tonight. On the Pistons side of things, another team that runs a super tight rotation. I mean, regardless of the situation, these guys all play a lot of minutes. Besides Reggie Jackson, who apparently is losing his job to Ish Smith, basically played the. Played the entire fourth quarter last night. I know most of the third outplayed Jackson last night. What's your guys' take?
I want to know how bad you have to be to lose a job to Ish Smith.
Pretty bad. He's got Reggie. I watched the game. Reggie Jackson is not confident, and he looks very disinterested. So Ish Smith is cheap, and they want him to be out there playing. So I think he's interesting. But who's your favorite guys here on the Detroit side, Crane?
On the Detroit side, I got to go to your boy. I mean, if the Bulls are only going to run three bigs and two of them are like 6'8", honestly, how is Drummond not going to get 20 rebounds over those guys?
Yeah, I know. I hate to admit it. I hate to say that Drummond's like a decent play, but I mean, if he's going to be going up against Mirotić, Portis, and King Joffrey, yeah, I actually don't mind it today. I don't mind it.
I mean, I really want Felicio to be out because I think, like, Felicio isn't atrocious.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, Joffrey, Portis, Mirotic isn't going to play, you know, close around the back. It's not like he's going to bang with Drummond. Portis is too small for that role. King Joffrey is not exactly a man's man. So yeah. I don't really see a way that Drummond doesn't have a big game. Tony, you got to agree, right?
I don't like Drummond.
Oh,
I'm not 100% sure he's even going to stay on the floor. Like, if the Bulls go small, he's not going to be – there's no one he can guard. Who's he going to guard? You're talking about offense, but who's he going to guard if they go small?
He's just going to still run his own. Screw it. The red zone let Rondo shoot the three.
Every time teams go small, Stan Van Gundy's not afraid just to pull Drummond. He doesn't like Drummond either. Like, you know, he knows.
Oh, yeah. You know, they messed up with him. I mean, my favorite, I just keep going back to him, is Tobias Harris. I mean, you watch the Pistons play, which I do a lot, and he plays so many minutes. I mean, he plays close to 40 minutes. They run a large portion of their offense through him. They're constantly looking to get him the ball, whether it be in the post, on the wing. He rebounds. I like him a ton. He's probably my favorite here.
You know, Hoop, I messed up yesterday with Tobias. I got sixth in that big $800 on BK.
Did
Tobias over James Johnson, and I win the whole shebang. I had the best James Johnson team, which was just like such a middle finger.
You should have talked to me. I had 100% Tobias Harris and lost a shit ton of money. So, I mean, if we could have combined forces, something nice could have happened.
It's unbelievable. I had 10% of the boogie teams in the whole tournament, and I only had them on two teams. And I had the best non-boogie team somehow. Yeah. Like, it was just a dumb, dumb thing. So I'm on Tobias until further notice. I love that guy.
Yeah.
Unless I don't play him.
Tony
sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he plays so many minutes. You got to like him, especially on – like I said, I think they go small tonight, which always benefits Tobias. So if
they go small, does that mean you like Mr. John Lure tonight?
Yeah, I do like Lure a lot tonight.
He's pretty cheap. He can play a lot of minutes here. Yeah, so – and this will – be one of the more popular games because you're going to get both teams playing the starters playing a ton of minutes, have the playoff atmosphere, I guess, is what they're kind of saying here. So you should see a lot of ownership in this game, but yeah, it's a solid one. We'll head over to the next one. We got the Hawks taking on the Wizards. Totals 215.5. Wizards favored by about 8. Is that correct? 8-ish?
Yeah, 7 and 215.5.
Okay, so we're so Wizards favorite here. I guess the main storyline here: Paul Millsap out, Bazemore out, and the Hawks suck without Millsap. They are bad. Average loss, what is it, like 25 or something? 26 point average loss without Millsap on the floor. Small sample size, 5 games. But Vegas is giving them a little bit of respect here by saying, you know, it's only seven, 8 point spread depending on where you're shopping. I think we still have to take a look at some of these Hawks guys. What's your take on it, Tony?
Yeah, the prices are just so nice. And even a guy like Cephalosha, I always end up playing him. I don't know why, but he just has that ability to get different stuff like steals, blocks, rebounds. He stuffs the stat sheet in so many different directions for a guy that's super cheap, which makes him interesting in a game like this for me. And I mean, you look at other guys like Hardaway Jr. He just laid a stinker the other night. I know I've played him a ton, but whenever
I'm willing to give him the free pass. Honestly, he is much better than what he did last game. He's a guy that should have the ball in his hands a lot. They need the score out there with Millsap out. I mean, Hardaway is a guy I like a ton tonight. I want to go right back to him. What's your take on that, Crane?
Yeah, I have no problem with Tim Hardaway. A lot of these guys. Did you see what DK did to the price of Taron Prince?
Like 5K.
He's up to 5K now.
Yeah, that's silly. That is silly. Literally, he didn't even do it. I mean, that's silly. At least give him some temptation. Like 4.4K. I think like that's fair. That's a fair price for him at this point.
Yeah, and incredibly, Tabo is actually cheaper than Prince on both.
Yeah.
Sides.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think Tabo's a great value tonight. I like Dwight. What do we think of Schroeder? I actually like Schroeder tonight too. We see those points per minute go way up without Millsap and Bays.
Yeah, and he dominated a lot of the ball last time out too. And I figured a lot more would shift to Hardaway. I think it's going to be more of a balance between Hardaway and Schroeder in terms of the guys handling the ball, getting the shots up. But he was impressive last time out. I think he's fine. I think the Hawks do get it together here against the Wizards. Wizards have lost, a couple games in a row. So, Ilyasova, I mean, all these guys, even Dwight Howard. I like Dwight Howard a lot with Millsap out. They got blown out last game, obviously, so he didn't get his full allotment of minutes, but he was right on his way to value. So, yeah, I like all these guys. Anyone else stand out, Tony?
Yeah, I like Dwight a lot, too. I mean, all of them feel pretty good. Similar to that Boston game we talked about, where I feel like a lot of the guys are priced right in that range where they're decent plays. I disagree with Schroeder. I don't like Schroeder much. Against Wall, I just don't feel like he matches up good. Wall's just as quick, and he's just big. And looking at his previous stats against him, he just hasn't done really well against him. But, I mean, everyone likes him all day, so maybe I'm in the minority.
Speaking,
Tony, I mean, wait, I gotta ask you, Tony. Do you think that Wall just smashes tonight?
I do like the price a lot, so he's definitely one of my favorites.
That's the segue right there, boys. John Wall on the other side going against the defense of Dennis Schroeder, who I think ranks amongst the worst in the NBA in terms of fantasy points against a terrible defender. John Wall's price is about as cheap as it's been, I'd say, in like months, right? I mean, he hasn't been this low in a long time. Gets the best possible matchup for him. Gotta like Wall tonight, and you guys both have already agreed, correct?
I do. I love Wall. I love I gotta pull up my list here to see what the other guy from this game that I like. But Tony, I think
Wall just destroys Schroeder tonight.
Are you guys concerned about a blowout?
I am.
I mean, yes, a little bit, but the Vegas isn't terribly concerned about
it. That's what I'm thinking, because this spread, for as bad as Atlanta's been without Millsap, this spread looks way too low.
The Stars are only worth, like, I mean, I always say it, but Stars are literally worth 3 or 4 points. Like, the top Stars are worth 4 points. Like, so Millsap's probably worth, like, 3 points. So it would be, like, a 4-point spread if he was in.
Yeah, I mean, they're just not baking in the history of the Hawks without Millsap. I mean, it's got a small sample size, only 5 games, but they've gotten just destroyed without him. So, I don't know. I mean, it's not going to scare me away from Paul or from Wall. I mean, the price is cheap enough, and even if this does turn into a blowout, I think he can easily, return value with even some upside. So, I'm fine.
Bobby says somebody must be sitting. I hope he's joking, not just trying to instigate me. What do you guys want the spread to be? Seriously, you're going to get me on it. You're going to get me on a
tape. I just think Atlanta has just been getting blown out and blown out. And to me, this spread just looks like Vegas is just begging people to take Washington. Because everybody thinks Washington is going to blow them out, but it's still just a 7-point spread.
What do you want the spread to be, though?
9.5? 10? I don't know. I don't know if I can get to double digits, but
– I mean, everybody is.
I know what you're saying, but
– I bet Atlanta covers tonight. I mean,
that's what I'm thinking, and that's why I'm a little bit less concerned about the blowout. Because, I think that if Washington was going to blow them out, Vegas would just set that line at 9.5 or 10. I don't see – I see this as a spot where everybody in Vegas is firing really hard on Washington. Because, I mean, we just brought it up. Like, everybody thinks that this is going to be a blowout, right?
Yeah.
And it's only 7 points. This is like right in your wheelhouse where you just said, I think Atlanta covers. And I kind of feel the same
way. Yeah, it's just a trap spot.
Yep. And if that's the case, by the way, do we need to be stacking this game?
Well, Washington's lost 4 out of 5. It's not like they're rolling.
Yeah, they're kind of falling down. I guess it may be in the end. Tony talks some sense into us. He knows more about Vegas than all of us. So I
just hate when people think they're sitting. Like, just say in a rhetorical world, John Wall sits tonight. Like, that spread is going to move 4 points. So that doesn't mean someone was out.
Yeah. Anyone else besides John Wall? I'm having trouble pinpointing any of these other guys on the Wizards. For me, it's Wall and nobody else.
Do we think Tabo guards Beal?
I'd assume so.
And then does that mean Tim Hardaway is going to try and guard Otto?
That's how I would guess that they match up, yes.
Okay. I would just ask him.
Yeah,
I mean, sure. Because I don't hate that matchup for Otto then as a tournament option.
Yeah, tournament. I mean, it's just hard to really take guys outside of Wall and Beal right now on the Wizards. I mean, do such a high percentage of the scoring. Got the situation with Gortat essentially losing his minutes to Mahimi. I mean, both those guys, not much interest. So for me, it's Wall, nobody else. Tony, what's your take?
Yeah, I like Wall. I mean, Beal does look – he looks like he's a little too cheap to me too if everything goes and – I don't know. I mean, I don't think Thabo's going to guard him the whole game or anything, so he's going to have time. I mean, 7-2 on DraftKings. He feels like an okay to play to me in that
round. All right, we'll move on. Premier game of the night, we have the Cavs heading to Denver to take on the Nuggets. 227 total. Cavs favored by, just about 3 points, if I'm correct there. So the news here on the Nuggets side of things, it sounds like Wilson Chandler is going to play. It sounds like Darrell Arthur is also going to play. So that kind of muddies up the situation that we've kind of been rolling with for the past week or two with Denver being thin. They have a couple more bodies, and more bodies for Mike Malone is never, ever a good thing for DFS. Like, that's the worst possible thing. So for me, and the prices have come up on these guys a little bit. You add in those couple more bodies that can soak up the minutes. Where do we go for the if we want some Nuggets exposure tonight? Tony, start with you.
Yeah, with the prices coming up, I still like Gary Harris a lot. I mean, he gets a good matchup, and he's just been so consistent. I mean, he's playing 40 minutes a night, which we love. He's been right around 30-plus fantasy points every single game, even when they're at full strength. I just feel like he's so consistent. So,
yeah. And he's the one guy we've been talking about for a while. Like, regardless of the situation, how healthy they are, he gets the consistent minutes. Yeah, just real quick, guys, we have five more spots left in the chat league. Mangone just posted that link in there, so let's fill that up so we can kind of bump up the prize pool moving forward. Gary Harris, yeah, I mean, the minutes been super consistent all season long. Anyone else, Tony?
I always like Jokic. I mean, you guys know that, and he played 39 minutes last game. I like the spot again tonight. I don't think Plumlee's going to get very many minutes in this matchup, just because they can put Love at the five. Or at the four. Plumlee can't guard Love at the four at all. So I think Wilson Chandler picks up a ton of minutes at the four to guard K-Love, and that's a good thing for Jokic. I think Jokic gets 36 to 38 minutes again tonight, and if he gets that many minutes, he's going to crush even at 10K.
Yeah. So, I mean, if we're going to assume, which Tony kind of is, that Chandler's going to get a lot of minutes at the four, do you have interest in Wilson Chandler tonight, Eric?
Come on, it's me. You know I have interest in Wilson Chandler. Are you kidding me?
Just had to serve it up. Jelly? I had to serve it up for you.
Do I like bottled water? Do I like Subway? Yeah, I love Wilson Chandler tonight. Are you kidding me? This is such a great Wilson Chandler spot. He's going to get 33, 34 minutes. It happens every single time, especially with Galloway. He just smashes. And, like, to me, I love these small forward, power forward combos against LeBron. I really think Wilson's going to win somebody a tournament tonight. At least 45 tonight from Sir Wilson.
This is a massive game for the Nuggets tonight, too, by the
way.
Just massive. I think the Nuggets show up big time tonight.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look how big they showed up the other night against Houston. Like, they had control of that game for a while, too. Like, man, they're a solid squad. They're kind of getting it together here. They need to win the games. The guys are playing hard. And, man, I really just wish those guys were out, like, one more game so we could just 100% load up with no concerns. But, obviously – slight concern. I think Chandler's fine. Gary Harris, Jokic, and I think more so in tournaments. I agree. I think Plumlee kind of takes the back seat here with all these guys returning. On the Cleveland side of things, it sounds like everybody is going to be good to go. Kevin Love, we haven't seen him play more than about 28 minutes. Kyrie Irving gets the great matchup here. Denver obviously doesn't play much defense, and they're really bad against point guards. Then you get LeBron James as well, who they obviously, if he's playing, he'll play a ton of minutes. So
well, they already said he was playing.
Yeah, he's playing. Yeah, I'm saying, like, in the games that he's not sitting out, like, he plays a lot of minutes. Who's your favorite here, Crane?
I mean, to me, this is, like, such a great game stack. You just find a way to get LeBron and Kyrie and or Kyrie in there, and you just figure out the rest. I mean, it's Denver. Like, they're going to get lit up. I think Kyrie's probably my favorite, but you can't really go wrong with LeBron. I mean, he's going to have a massive game. He always does.
Yeah. Agree. Tony, what's your take?
I love it, too. The only issue I have is just – it's got to be super chalky on this slate tonight. Like, there's just no.
No, I actually disagree a little bit. It's hard. It's hard to get all these guys in. If you want to get the main components,
play the Bulls guys with these guys. You don't think the Bulls guys with this game is going to be the chalk?
I've heard all the chalk's going to be like in that Bulls game. People are just excited about the value or that. I haven't heard as much about this game. It seems wrong.
It's going to be Bulls Detroit with Russell Westbrook, not these guys.
And it seems Westbrook crazy that
that's going to be owned on DraftKings. Westbrook, this
not on DraftKings. Okay, you're right. I'm FanDuel. That's what I'm saying.
You guys might be onto something. Can always fit Westbrook, so it's different.
But I mean, still, LeBron's what, like 11K or something on DraftKings? Like, it's not the easiest thing in the world to get him. I don't know. I think it's going to be a little bit lower than you guys think, just because the unknown. I mean, you got the Denver situation. They have those guys coming back. somewhat unknown situation. Kyrie's relatively expensive. LeBron James is relatively expensive. And those are kind of the only guys that we're going to play here anyway. So I think it'll be lower. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we can get some updates on the projected ownership here on Roto-Grinders and see kind of where we have it. But I don't think it's going to be as highly owned as you guys think.
Yeah, I think Kirk Dees is in the chat, and he says it's going to be Westy and the Bulls value, and I tend to agree.
Yeah, that's kind of what I said.
Yeah. What do you guys – I didn't hear. Do you guys like Jimmy Butler tonight? I do a lot.
I do. Yeah. I mean, especially with Lopez out. I mean,
they've got to play.
He's gonna play a crap ton of minutes. He's played well in like three straight games. He had two somewhat stinkers. I'm on Team Butler tonight.
All right. Sorry. I know we're going backwards.
I like him. I just like this Denver game more.
I love this Denver game, but I mean, I can't get everything.
I don't think it's going to be as highly owned as you guys think, honestly. I really don't think it'll be as highly owned, so fire away. Next game, we have the Bucks and the Kings. Total in this one's 202. Last I saw, Bucks favored by about 3.5. It's total a little bit lower than I thought it was going to be coming in at 202. Maybe a lot of that has to do with the Bucks right now playing just phenomenal defense, really solid. Held the I think to like 90 points last night, so they're playing good D. But there's some solid plays in this game. You know, on the Bucks side of things, we see Middleton kind of getting back to doing what we saw out of him last season. Antetokounmpo looked solid last night. I think those are probably the only two guys that I can really consider though for the Bucks. Tony, what do you think here?
Yeah, I have a hard time with the Bucks recently. Like, I've always liked Giannis, but he's just a disaster right now. I like Middleton, but he feels like his price is pretty much where it needs to be. And I don't know. It just feels like everyone's too expensive in this game to me. I don't really see anyone that sticks off the page as being a great value, at least to me.
What about Greg Monroe?
Yeah, I guess I can't. Yeah, take back what I said about Giannis. It just, yeah, I think Middleton is really cutting into the production. I mean, he looked really good last night in that game. I watched a good portion of it, and I guess I thought he did better than what he actually finished with. Like, he's going to the basket, scoring kind of at will, but he only finished with like 42 fantasy points, which not good enough at his price tag. So, yeah, you might be right there. I think I like Middleton a little bit more than you. What's your take, Green?
I think Middleton's fine. I had some of them last night, and that worked out well. I mean, he's just chucks whenever you get out there. How many shots did he have yesterday? Like 22 shots or something crazy?
Yeah.
Like he has a crazy number of shots. And then, I mean
– 22, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so – and then, like, what about a guy like Greg Monroe? I mean, he seems cheap enough, and we've seen that 45-point upside. Henson is questionable. So that might open up even more minutes for Monroe, and this should be a close game. And it's not like Sacramento has – you know, Dikembe Mutombo inside. So, like, what do you guys think of Monroe?
I've kind of just taken a no stance on Monroe just because, like, the minute, like, literally you can play, like, high teens for minutes. Like, it just – I don't know. I can't do it, Tony.
I just am never a Monroe guy. I just – like you said, the minutes. And, yeah, if Henson's out and we get some indication that he's going to play more minutes, I'd be interested. I mean, to me, Monroe, it sounds crazy after I just talked about minutes, but just looking at his box scores and this price, he just feels like more of a cash play to me. Even though it sounds crazy, he's always right in that 22 to 28 range, which is perfect for his price tag.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm opening up my correlations tab here, and the only guys who hurt Monroe are Jabari and Henson. If both, and Jabari, obviously, he's out. If Henson's out, too, like, what if I said Monroe was going to get 26 minutes?
26, against, yeah, I have interest.
Scholar or Willie Cauley-Stein.
Yeah, if he's playing high 20s, I'd have some interest.
Or against Kosar, too.
What's that? What? I said I'd have some interest if Scholar's guarding him.
Skull might be in there.
Willie Cauley scares me a lot more against Monroe than Skull.
Well, we'll top over to that King side of things. Kind of getting healthy here, which is a little bit concerning. They have a lot of guards that they can play. Buddy Hield coming off a big game last time out. Cauley-Stein continues to get the big minutes. Where do we go for some Kings exposure? We'll go ahead. We'll get started with Crane here.
God, do I want any Kings at all? Like, I'm looking at my sheet here, and I mean, I guess Willie Cauley's minutes are interesting. It's not like Monroe's, or it's not like Milwaukee's been stopping anybody on the inside, but Collison, the minutes are iffy. Buddy, like, I don't know what to do. I don't want to pay $5K for him. Tyreek, we don't know what's going on. Aflalo, we don't know what's going on. Ty Lawson, I heard a thing. He might be in court. I don't know what's happening. I don't think I want anybody from the Kings.
Just another situation. Literally nothing to play for. They have a bunch of guys now that are kind of getting minutes. I think I agree with you. There's really nothing here. Like, Will Cauley-Stein's, like, fully priced now on all these sites. Like, he's kind of priced out for me. Missing anything here, Tony?
I mean, I like a guy you guys aren't going to like, but Buddy Hield's playing 30-plus minutes.
That's your boy. That's your boy.
He's playing over 30 minutes every night. He's 5K. I like him a lot. I mean, I think he's a fine play tonight.
Yeah, I'm fine. I mean, he's probably the one guy I go to. I mean, I don't know, but I'm super excited.
I'm angry at Buddy. Like, I had him the one day, and I swapped him out for somebody else that didn't do anything. For Tim Frazier. That's who I swapped him out for.
He laid a big stinker that
one. Yeah, exactly. Well, it was the day that Buddy scored, like, I think it was the – I don't know. Yeah, it was the one where he scored 33.5 against San Antonio. And then I went Frazier, and I was sad. It wasn't good. But, yeah, so I'm angry. Like, you know how that is, Tony. You feel like you miss out on a guy.
Oh, I know, for sure.
Yeah, and you're just like, ugh, jeez. Oh,
yeah. Oh, wow. I mean, he's definitely not, like, a must play or anything, but I think he's fine. I mean, I have no problem using him at shooting guard for 5K.
No. All right, we'll head over to the last game on the slate.
Skip that OKC game they're saying, too. We need to go back to that real quick.
Why? Is there skip that? Yeah. Is there somebody important?
I actually went – we went to the Pistons. Yeah, we'll do it quick. We only got a few minutes left here. 76ers, Thunder, totals 219. Thunder favored by what, like around 12?
Yep.
Right around 12.
Up. Oh, wow, it's gone up, yeah.
Okafor game time decision. I assume he sits. I don't know. I hope he sits because it opens up some solid value. What do you think on the 76ers side?
The update I saw, it said that – never mind.
He's going to warm up.
Yeah. I don't think Okafor plays. If he does, though, like how many Russ Steven Adams combos can we get?
Yeah, and it's just the great spot there. Obviously, I mean, Okafor is really shitty defender, really bad. Gets a beard. I mean, some of the tape is actually comical to watch, like him trying to guard people. He trips over his own feet and stuff. Just a full on disaster. So if he plays, we like Russ either way, but boost for Adams. If he sits, our boy Holmes just absolutely went off last game for like 50 fantasy points. The price is up. I'll pay it. I don't care. What do you think, Tony?
I like Holmes either way. I mean, I'm assuming Okafor doesn't play, but even if he plays, Holmes has been getting mid-20s minutes type thing, and he's just been good. Like, I like Philly so much more than other people. Like, Saric, Covington, and Holmes – even McConnell, like all four of them are solid. Like they're way more solid than people realize. And they just keep putting up good numbers. Their rotation isn't as deep as people think right now. And against Westbrook and these guys, they don't play as much defense as people think. So I think Philadelphia with Westbrook is one of the sneakier combos of the night.
Yeah, Philadelphia, I think, will keep this game close. I mean, they're playing well right now. Oklahoma City, I mean, not playing well. So, I like that call. Anything else here, Crane?
No, I'm just looking at Russ, and I know people are going to talk about fading him again because it happens every time. And to me, like, these spots where Oklahoma City's favorite, he just goes – this is when he gets his triple doubles. This is when he goes nuts.
It's like a spot. Like, I mean, people are concerned about the blowout. Like he'd have like 70 if they blow him out. He'll have 70 after the third quarter, right?
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. And then by the way, Philadelphia could keep it close. In which case, oh baby.
Yeah. Then you're talking 80. It could be massive. And then kind of where he got embarrassed on national TV against the war. I mean, just a lot to like with Russ tonight.
That's what I was going to say. Last I did game, load up on him against national TV. So, I don't know. So did I.
It didn't feel good. I know Tony did too. So it's a trifecta of disappointment here. The last game is a crappy one. You got the Knicks taking on the Jazz. Total's 202, but the Jazz massive favorites here. I think the Knicks are – in the process of giving up the season, right? Carmelo is basically, they said, scaling back his minutes. You know they're not going to push Porzingis, Rose. They're not going to push it. You couldn't pay me to play Nick tonight. You guys agree?
I do not agree at all.
Okay, let's hear it.
I have two guys that I like. Look, Melo and Rose are super interesting. They're going to cut those guys down. Porzingis, yeah. I don't think his minutes get cut. I think Porzingis for tournaments is too cheap and has a ton of upside. Like, he's a very deep tournament option. He's like on one of 10, one of 12 teams or so. But yeah. I don't hate him. And by the way, if Carmelo and Derrick Rose's minutes are getting cut, that is going to open up more minutes for Justin Holiday. And he's, I think, 100 over min price on both sides. If Holiday sees 25 minutes, he's somebody that can get hot and really just like, you get that late night hammer with Justin Holiday. God, that sounds, it's like yesterday I was rooting for the late night hammer with Austin Rivers. I don't know which is more depressing, but I'm probably going to go to Holiday this time.
Did that come through, by the way? I saw you rooting.
I got sixth.
You got six. All right. Yeah. Tony, any next for you?
I said it on that last show. I like Crane's thoughts because I feel like this game's seriously
going to go somewhere. 90, yeah, those minutes.
Like a 90 to 60 type game tonight. Like, I see them getting blown out. So I don't like Porzingis as much, but I like the idea of Justin Holiday at that cheap of a price when he could get a pretty good amount of minutes in a blowout or if the game somehow stays close. So I like some of the greaseball plays a little bit.
All right. So
wait, hold on, Tony. I got to ask, how greaseball are you willing to get? Because Kylo Quinn is sitting there.
No, we'll be playing.
So if you think it's a big time blowout, Tony, does that mean you're not interested in any Utah guys? Because if you look at Gobert, has been kind of crushing lately, but has the price bump. Gordon Hayward's been doing really well lately. Any interest in those guys?
No, this game, I have no interest in. I mean, the only guy I could even make a case for is Joe Johnson if he starts at the four again.
Yeah, that worked out real well last game, real well.
Yeah, he wasn't good, but he played 30 minutes though. So,
as you like to say, Tony, that really hurt my feelings. Joe Johnson really hurt my feelings.
Did you guys fall into a Joe Johnson trap?
I didn't.
Oh, buddy.
Starting at the four, like, I just got sucked right in, and it didn't work out all so well.
I understand. I think Gobert and Hayward are both too cheap. Gobert might go 20.
You think Gobert's too cheap? At,
no, yeah, I agree with Crane. I like Gobert a lot.
Depends on what side. He's 9K on FanDuel.
Yeah, okay. Not on DK, he's 7,700. So he's what? Like 15 something over on Fantasy Draft. So, like, I have no problems whatsoever with Gobert. I think he's got a high floor. I think he's got a ceiling of 60 in this match. But somehow the Knicks, like, and you look at Gobert's numbers too, like the games where the Jazz blow people out, he still gets 32, 33 minutes. Like, I'm not concerned at all about his minutes. And plus, centers against Knicks have just been smashing them.
Yeah, I like Gobert a lot. I mean, honestly, the price on FanDuel is high. I think he is super safe tonight. I think he is a super, super safe play tonight with the upside. So I agree on Gobert. Slight interest in Hayward too. He's been playing well with all his guys out and Favors is out and whatnot. So any final takes on this game, Tony?
No. 90-60 final.
So 90-60.
Bet Utah and cover your whole night at DFS.
All right, well, I must not be very good at hosting because I just went 2 minutes over. I hope the producer doesn't kill me. But
that's to the club, buddy.
Yeah, I know. I'm in the doghouse now. But that sums it up for this 8-game slate. Crane, thank you. I mean, it's like a demotion kind of. Like, you're on the big show, but at least you cut out a little bit of time to join the Morning Wood crew. Hey, I just want to thank you for that.
I mean, my wood's got to get stroked somehow, and I got XM in 35 minutes, so I got to get going to
the XM is not going to do anything for you compared to what the Morning Wood does. I can promise you that.
It's all radio, so I can pretty much do whatever I want with my hands. So
it's a good point. It's a good point. all right, so for Crane, for Big T, I'm Hoop. We're out of here. Good luck to everyone in your contests. Make sure you check out fantasydraft.com for all your daily fantasy needs.